All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Jay Cheatham. He is the CEO of Pantheon Resources. And Jay, welcome back. Always great to see you.
It's good to see you, Steve. Thank you very much.
And also welcoming back their technical director, Bob Rosenthal. And Bob, great to see you as always.
Thank you. Nice to see you too.
Yeah, so thought we'd have you guys back sort of kick off 2023 to talk about sort of what happened in 2022 and then leading into what's going to happen this year. And Jay, why don't we start with you? I know you had a webinar last week and talked a lot about the modeling that you've done for the Alkaid project based upon your flow rates that you released to the market at the end of December. So there was a lot of questions about that. Maybe you can sort of clear that up for everybody.
Sure, Steve. Well, as you said, there was a lot of speculation and confusion on that update that we gave at the end of the year. So we basically stated that we were producing about 550 barrels of liquid hydrocarbons per day from the Alkaid number 2 well, and we estimated that that was coming from about 4,000 feet in the lateral. And if you do the math, that's about 137.5 barrels per 1,000 feet. Now, we had given guidance to the market that we expected about 150 barrels of oil per 1,000 feet of lateral. And so that caused a lot of confusion, both in terms of what the value is and other things. So there was speculation that the NGLs and the condensate are only worth about 50% of the value of West Texas Intermediate. And that's what they're worth on the Gulf Coast. But Alaska, North Alaska, is much, much different than that. All of those products are blended into the crude stream and go down the Trans-Alaska pipeline as crude oil. And our analysis indicates, based on what we have been able to capture, and remember, Steve, we're less than 40% of the way through the clean out of this well. So based on what we have been able to capture, and we know we haven't been able to capture a lot of the very valuable parts of the condensate NGL stream, we would believe we'll get about 80 to 90% of ANS value. And that's Alaskan North Slope crude. And ANS sells for a premium over West Texas Intermediate. So that was one. The other was an illustrative example that we gave as a stress test, because there was a lot of speculation that our project was, the Alkaid project, was no longer economic. So we decided to stress test Alkaid with the most draconian assumptions possible. And those were no further improvement in flow rate. So we used the 137.5 barrels per 1,000. No further improvement in value, and we know that our value of our stream will go up. And we slapped a 50% increase on the well cost just to stress test it at current prices. And it proved out to be still quite robust. But we believe that, you know, there was so much misunderstanding in the market about the pricing and about the what we were doing in that stress test. So it was only a base case to illustrate that Alkaid is still economic. And we know, as Philip Gobe, our chairman, who has much experience in the field, stated last week, there's room for significant improvement in the ultimate recoveries of up to 50%, in the drilling efficiencies of up to 30%. And as we've stated always, and we caveat everything, and we're less than 40% through the cleanup phase, that a definitive assessment can't be made until flow testing is completed.
So, Now, I know that you also mentioned that your intention is to commission an independent expert report. Bob, maybe I'll talk to you about this one on this project. Is that still happening?
Yeah, I can confirm that, you know, we've already begun the selection process. And we will have IERs written about Theta West, our large, you know, 10 billion barrels plus in oil in place. We're huge projects. We're going to have an independent expert report on that. We're going to have an updated IER on Alkaid. You will have the data from the test, the Alkaid horizontal test, and possibly an update on the shelf margin deltaic as well, which could be impacted by this Alkaid horizontal test. So, we've got a full schedule with the competent person.
Okay. And leading on that, when do you expect to commence farm and operations?
Well, important for the competent person's report and farm out is that we've done a major project with SLB, once known as Schlumberger, and they've actually completed that work. We reported that back in December. And that is a critical project completion that it was necessary to start this competent person's report and start the farm out process. And also looking for a potential partner. So that work is done. They have actually said they would present to the CPR for the CPR, and they would present for the work that they've done to farminees, potential farminees, and potential partners. And that process will start, very soon. We've had indications from people that they are interested in the project already. So we just got to get it up and running and get started.
Okay. Jay, just in term of what the market expect as far as news flow is concerned, it sounds like with all that you're doing, it's going to be pretty busy over the next little while.
Well, yeah, Steve. And of course, the first thing that's happening is the rig is on, the workover rig is on location. I think we put up some pictures of that. We had a couple of days of weather delay because the wind and snow was blowing quite hard up on the North Slope, and driving is not safe during those time periods. So we've lost a couple of days. But that work is ongoing to go in, unlatch the packer, pull the tubing, set it aside, and then that rig moves over, and our coil tubing unit moves in. We go in with the coil tubing unit, we do the clean out, it moves off, and then the rig comes back and replaces the tubing in the packer, and we turn it on. So that'll be the most immediate news flow coming, and with that, and then of course the production once we get to a stabilized rate in the future, Steve.
All right. So,
Steve, can I make a quick comment?
Yeah.
I think as a general statement, I just want to say we have never been in a better position than we are today, for finding partners, for finding potential farminees, to doing our competent persons report, to all the questions that you're kind of asking about. We've never been in a better position. We've had a fantastic winter program last year, which was the testing the Talitha well and drilling the Theta West well, and had success with flow testing there. We're doing a long-term production test on the Alkaid project. We have 100% of these projects. We have just finished a massive piece of work with probably one of the largest service company in the world, and probably kind of leading experts in putting together the report that we asked for. And we are in a fantastic position to move forward. So, this kind of, I think, the news flow is going to be great, but I just want to point out that we are in a really, really, really good spot right now.
Yeah, and that's why you're here to answer the questions, and I think that's important, and and that's what people expect. So, Bob, thank you so much. Good to talk to you, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Sure. Great.
All right. There's the technical director, Bob Rosenthal. As always, Jay, great to see you as well.
Oh, Steve. Yeah, it is a pleasure always. Thank you so much.
All right. There's Jay Cheatham, the CEO of Pantheon Resources.